N0TR, mobile.
N0TR, CAN4R Jan. What's up, Tom?
Afternoon. Oh, just listen to old Dolly sing Rocky Top here, and I'll turn it down. And it's Oktoberfest day, so our kitchen looks like Hiroshima after the bomb. And we're just going to deliver all of the goodies, German goodies, to the daughter's house.
Roger that. I miss Oktoberfest over in Germany. We were in Nuremberg for a while. They had a good Oktoberfest over there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place over there. I'll say that. We went over there once while Shelley was in school there in Frankfurt, and her husband was working there. He caught a job over there. He's an engineer, and given her choice, I think she'd live there. And the unfortunate thing is, she believes in socialism, and she's a Democrat. That's the only thing I'm unproud of.
Yeah, we were there for 3 years, I guess, back in the 80s. When there were still two Germanys before they reunited, before the wall came down. But, yeah, I enjoyed the country immensely.
Down to Vienna, I really enjoyed Vienna because I like classical music and was in an orchestra at the time. Got to visit Mozart's house and a few places where different famous composers had been, Beethoven and Wagner and such. But that's enjoyable. But what I remember is they added the tax in on anything you bought. The exchange rate was good then. But I think their taxes on everything now is in the 20 percentiles. But you pay it and you don't see it because they don't charge you tax on it. It's already added in.
Yeah, it was called the VAC, the value-added, or VAT, a value-added tax. Several European countries did something similar to that. I know Germany did. I think Austria, possibly France. I don't recall now.
Roger. Well, I don't know. It seemed like to me just too many people. And it was always crowded everywhere we went. The German people, unless I mentioned money, they never even tried to speak English. And then all at once, they'd speak English if it come to negotiating their dollar values.
Speak dollar. Most European countries do.
Anyway, I've never met a stranger, and I like meeting new people and hearing about new things, but that's the only thing I didn't like. One of the most memorable conversations I had while I was there, we was riding this Ferris wheel that was at one of the World's Fairs that had been there. I don't know if that was Austria or Germany. I think it was Austria. Very, very, very old. They looked like boxcars, only they were on a Ferris wheel. And I met a gentleman and his son who was in the Army. And they were so nice and courteous and fun to talk to somebody and actually have a conversation.
Well, when we were stationed in Turkey, my landlord spoke German, Turkish, and Greek, and a little bit of English. And I spoke English and a little bit of German and a little bit of Turkish and a little bit of Greek. And we would have conversations in all languages, making some of the most convoluted sentences you ever heard. But we managed to communicate.
That's wonderful. I wish I was that smart. Shelley speaks fluent German, and our granddaughter speaks fluent German. And they speak it so well that the people over there they can't recognize that she's from America now. And the good thing about that is it used to be if you had an American passport, you were safe over there, but from what they tell me now, that don't count.
My my two daughters were still very young when we were over there, and both of them were, they were like 3 and 5, I think, somewhere in there, and both of them were speaking German as well as any German 3 or 5 year old. The older one, I don't know, is she retained it, but the younger one came back and took that as a language minor, and so she speaks it. She spoke it fluently. She was over there for a year, I think. She went over there after high school on a student exchange program for a while. She said it was interesting being an American sitting in a German school trying to learn Latin. That was an experience.
Oh, my. I had a little Latin in high school, and I hated it. It was a dead language, but at any rate, that's wonderful. Well, I didn't speak any of it, and it made it very difficult in that respect, but I'm sure proud of the fact that they can. And she only spoke German to Abigail, our granddaughter, from birth, and they still do when they converse. But they'll turn around and speak to you in English, of course. But Shelley went to University of Michigan for 5 years, and then she got a Rotary scholarship to Vienna and studied with some folks over there from the symphony and whatnot at the Hochschule for Music. Then she come back and taught school 4 years, and Hal, he bid a job over there just so she could go back, I'm sure. And the company paid her like 50% of her salary to give up her teaching job and provided her with a stipend for a car, which they used to buy to pay for a fancier flat or whatever you call them over there, apartment. It was 2,000 square feet, so it was a big apartment.
Roger. Well, I'm not fluent in any of them, but I can order a beer in about 8 languages.
Typical military guy. shoot, I can't remember. John, now I think you was Navy, wasn't you?
Tongue, I was Army.
Hooah, I apologize. I was with the Marines a lot because we were closely associated with each other. I always enjoyed being around them. They were a lot tougher in their mind than they were in body, but they had a lot of brainwashing, you know.
It's okay. Some of my best friends are squids, so no biggie.
I are one. Shoot. Well, yeah, it was an experience to go over there. I remember going up one street. It was in Austria, I think. And Shelley pushed the lever, and the mirrors come in on the side of the car because it was so narrow, another car couldn't go past you. I remember that. And I remember them going out and bringing in the cows into town at night there in Austria. They didn't leave them out in the fields. They brought them into town. And, you know, you didn't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure out that that there was cows kind of in the barns there in town.
It's kind of hard to hide a cow, but, yeah. But we surely did enjoy it over there. Enjoyed the food, enjoyed the people. Most of the people were friendly. We lived out away from the most of the military folks, and everybody out there was kind of watching over us. We were the token Americans in our neighborhood. And they, when our kids went to school, every German mother's pair of eyes was on them as they walked to school and back. So we had a good time.
Sound like they're fantastic. You know, I can say this. Every one of their technicians that I ever worked with were way, way above average in electronics and that. And I worked on a helium leak detector at a wheel factory for 4 years, and it was all German. And wow, those guys were brilliant. And I always enjoyed them. The only other ones that I'd even compare to them is when I went through flight training in the VS-41 and the S-2s was the Australians. Wow. You talk about nitpickers. They'd bite your head off, and you better be on the ball when you go up with one of them guys. They were learning to be instructors.
Roger that. Well, I've seen some unique and wondrous things in various different countries, but yeah, I understand. Well, I'm going to have to back on out of here. Say hello to Bernice for me, and take care, and you have a good afternoon. KN4RJN 73's to you. I am clear.
Hi, John.
That's the chef. And, yeah, my cousin was an officer in a Hawk missile battery over there in Germany for a while. John, I'm sure you're aware of what those are. He was 82nd Airborne, retired as a bird colonel, and went screaming he didn't like to have to be retired at 30 years. 73, John, you have a good day. KD4RJN, this is N0GR 73.